Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin here on this Monday. Titans fall in overtime yesterday to the Colts, and to talk more about that, we bring in former Titans punter Brett Kern here on the show. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic. I want to start with something that you can obviously speak on quite a bit. Ryan Stonehouse has the couple of punts blocked. He gets hurt, comes out of the game. Obviously, that means that you no longer have a punter, but it also means you no longer have a holder. So that extra point that Nick Folk misses, take us through the mechanics of that and how much that changes when your holder changes. Because obviously there's timing that, you know, Ryan Tannehill probably hadn't practiced much or if at all, right. and that threw a lot of things off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Ryan, you know, would take some reps throughout the week. Maybe not live reps, but maybe one of those things where he goes over maybe before practice, after practice, whatever time is best, and, you know, gets a couple snaps with Morgan real quick just to get the feel of it, Morgan's speed and all that kind of stuff. But as far as live reps, I'm sure he hasn't had any maybe never in the NFL, maybe going back to college. I don't know. So it's probably been a while for him. But it's one of those things where, you know, timing's important. It's rhythm. It's probably one of those times you wish the extra point was back at the 2-yard line again, because you could pretty much hold the ball however you want to, and the kicker's going to make it. So, but you know, when you're going back 38 yarder, you know, laces are important, spots important, but the wind. There's a lot of things that go into it. It's not just the, you know, you catch it, you put it down, and he's automatically supposed to make it. So, it's unfortunate. You know, I'm obviously texted Stoney yesterday and just, you know, praying for him. Cause that's, you know, to get away from one, like he did is good, not to get hurt, but the second one, that one didn't look so good. So, hopefully he can heal up and come back.
Brett Kern is with us. And yeah, what did you see on both of those sequences? Technically it's one block punt and then the other one, I guess, was a rush, you know, is how they put it in the stat book. But what did you see on both of those?
Yeah, I mean, the first one, you know, they did that overload over to the punt team's right side, and they just created a numbers issue. You know, it's a 3-call, might even been a 4-call, actually, where you get 3 or 4 guys outside the guard, and somebody, you know, Morgan has to get way over there, and then the guard from the other side actually has to come over as well. And it's a very tough rush. It's one that, you know, we worked on every week, even if the team that we were playing against, you know, they never showed it on film. It's just one of those rushes that's probably the hardest to block, because you're really putting that wing and tackle on the outside, kind of in no man's land. And you think that you're supposed to have the one, and he goes, it's the one, but then there's just a mismatch of numbers and the two came free right up the middle. You know, and obviously, and blocked the punt. The second one, they kind of did the same thing, except they brought it in, out from the jammer. And that's one of those things where the PP, if he sees them, you know, you check easy. Hey, let's recount him in. He's now the one, right? And so the wing knows that that's his guy. But in that case, the PP didn't do it. And unfortunately, you know, that becomes an operation thing where you just got to catch the ball and get it off, because you know that man's going to be unblocked. But it happens so fast. I don't think I've ever seen on film, or whether it's in practice, the timing of that, obviously enough to where it didn't even count as a block punt because he took it out of Stoney's hands, which then, you know, became a fumble. And, you know, you get protection, but you only get protection after you punt the ball. He's still another player back there until he punts it. And then obviously you get protection around your feet and your body. But He just took it right out of his hand, which I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
So our listeners certainly pay attention, and they knew you were coming on, and of course are asking the question. So if Stoney is out for a significant amount of time, and they called, would you consider it?
I felt bad because I felt like I could have, you know, if I was a fan, a spectator at the game, you know, when that injury happened, I felt like I could have hopped out there in my street clothes and gone out there and held for that extra point, because that was such a vital point. But the punting, you know, I'm in great basketball shape right now. I'm playing a lot of basketball, really good, you know, dinking in the kitchen and pickleball, you know. But as far as punting a football, I retired for a reason. So I haven't touched the ball, you know, football, NFL ball, since the Super Bowl week of last year. And So, you know, when that happened yesterday, my kids were like, oh, let's go outside and punt some footballs, Dad. Who knows? You might get a call. And so I'm out there in my, still in my church clothes and in my boots that I wore to church, and just fooling around punting. My son's trying to catch them, and it was a good time. But then I woke up this morning, and I then remembered why I retired, because I was sore just from the 15 punts that I had with a junior ball. So,
well, they didn't answer the question.
Nice
job.
I got a call, so I know. I don't know what's going on with the whole situation. But we'll see.
You know, when you talk about, you know, I remember New England earlier this year. Brett did that where they brought the gunner up to the side and he timed it perfectly, and that was early on this season. When you're watching film, I mean, do you watch for things like that? I mean, not that, but like, all right, this guy likes to shoot this gap. They like to overload this side of the line of scrimmage. Do you watch it like that, or are you just concerned about just punting the ball?
I do, yeah, because there's special teams coaches out there, you know, that have their tendencies. And so you kind of have to be aware from that. And sometimes, too, you know, with special teams, it's, you know, they kind of joke around like it's a copycat league, like, so teams will see that rush that Indy did and they'll say, hey, you know, so-and-so team that we're playing is kind of similar to Titans. They might have a tight end at the wing. We really feel like we can take advantage of this. And so they'll actually take the rush that Indy used and they'll use it against whoever they're playing. And so, yeah, I mean, we watched a ton of film just on other teams and their rushes and their schemes and personnel. You know, some teams like to take linebackers and rush running backs, or, you know, if you have a wide receiver at a wing, we're going to take a linebacker, somebody that's heavier that can't necessarily block or set, you know, with somebody that big. Some teams, you know, ask Morgan, they'll take a big old D lineman. I remember when J.J. Watt would be out there and he would try to rush that A-gap on the snapper and it was just miserable, you know. And I know the Texans, sometimes they'd put J.J. Watt and Clowney back in his prime, if you want to call it that. They'd put them both at the A gap and just rush on the center and make his life just miserable. So there's a lot of film work, a lot of watching. You know, you look at the punter and you say, hey, what types of punt is he hit? You know, what punts is he hitting? Are they deep, you know, 50, 60, 70 yarders? Can we get a return? Is he slower? You know, can we really rush? What is he like against an 8-man rush? Does he get uncomfortable? I could go on and on, you know, give you a dissertation on it, but, to answer your question, there's a ton of film study, and I watched a lot of it. So
you had a good point earlier. A lot of people went, of course, go to social media and were like, well, that when the Colts guy hit Stonehouse at last one and injured him, they said he shouldn't have done that because he was a punter. But you made a good point. Until you punt the ball, you're just a guy with a football in your hands, correct?
Well, I mean, if that's the case, I could catch the ball. It's not college, right? Where you can catch the ball, you can roll out because everybody can go. The rules are totally different. I can't, in the NFL, I can't just catch the ball and stand back there. I'm another player. And so when you catch it, you have to get it off. And once your foot, that's why it's so key. Like the first punt was a block because Stonehouse hit it. And then, you know, after the ball made contact with his foot and the Indy player blocked it, well, then he hit ball first before he hit Stonehouse. If he would have whiffed and not hitting the ball, and Stonehouse would have gotten the ball off, and then he ran into Stonehouse, well, that'll be a big-time 15-yarder. That's not the 5-yard run into kind of the softy that they call. But that guy took the ball off Stonehouse's hand, which is just the same as Stonehouse being a quarterback back there, receiving a snap and trying to throw the ball. There's no difference. And so you don't see it very often just because the timing of that, you know, you're looking at somebody doing something in 1.75 seconds, right? And rushing, you know, roughly 10 to 11 yards to make that play. So he's free game until that ball hits his foot.
Real quick before we let you go, what did you think about, we saw DeAndre Hopkins was targeted 12 times. He had 5 receptions. He had the big touchdown there at the end of the game, but there was a little bit of an exchange between Will Levis and DeAndre on the sideline. You see that from time to time, but what have you made about that connection to this point early in Will Levis's career?
I mean, I think it's great. You know, you kind of look at what Minshew had and Pittman yesterday, right? And the relationship that they've had. And you feel like every quarterback kind of needs, you know, that blanket, that security guy, the guy that they know that they could throw to. They're going to be open. You know, if it's zone coverage, you know, and they got choice routes, They know that they're going to make the right decision. And you know the quarterback is expecting him, you know, to run those kind of routes that he has to. And so the trust level is there, which is really great to see. You know, I feel like for Will, early on in his career, to have somebody like that, especially a guy that's, you know, personally, I think he's going to wear a gold jacket. That's good for him. And I'm glad that he has that. And hopefully, you know, that relationship, to see him on the sidelines kind of bickering at each other, is, it's good. You know, obviously I know DeAndre's been helping him out. And so I think that's good for Will to have somebody like that.
Well, going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out with Monday night next week against the Dolphins. Appreciate this, Brett. Talk to you soon.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, with us here on the program. We'll react to some of that and talk more.
Wait, you got to call him. The Titans have to. I mean, you got to. He's down the street.
Sure.
He's still a hell of a punter. Even though he punted,
I mean, I was just looking at free agents out. I mean, like, there's not a lot of options.
No. And he knows how to hold.
Yeah. Right. So, and he knows, you know, he talked about Morgan Cox, the long snapper, and how,
yep,
you know, he obviously knows that aspect of it.
Is there a number six? Or does he have to get another
tight? Nick Folk is wearing number six. So,
ooh, fight. Kern, and can you imagine that if they fought? That would just add to the drama of this football team.
So we'll see. We'll react to some of that and much more, including something that I've never seen before that happened yesterday. Talk about that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.